Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Welcome back. So today we have with us Luisa Milano. And Luisa is a visionary leader charting a bold new course for women in the entrepreneurial world by empowering them with the resources they need to realize their biggest business dreams. So we have a lot to unpack because Luisa has a beautiful story and so much to share. So welcome, Luisa. I'd love for you to share with our listeners a little bit more about you, your backstory, and what got you into the works that you do today.
So thanks for the question. My backstory. I left the corporate world in 2017 at the height of my career. And like many entrepreneurs, you're growing. And you sort of no longer feel fulfilled with the journey that did fulfill you. But you go, where do you go from here? For me, it was, wow, I've spent almost a decade getting to my dream role at a Fortune 200 company, working my you-know-what off to get there. And then I got there and was like, oh, wait a second. Where did that feeling go? No. Come back. And all I had was the vapor trail of it. And so I said, well, if I don't want to continue to climb the corporate ladder here, well, what do I do? And I didn't see it at the time, but looking back, it was a, holy crap, I can't walk away from this. I spent a decade building this empire. My fingers are in air quotes. I can't just walk away from it. The six-figure salary, the bonus plan, the title, the span of control. My ego was loving it. And yet I couldn't deny that there was something missing. So I started asking questions, reading, getting curious, looking within, talking to trusted friends, advisors, mentors. And about just under a year later, I was leaving the corporate world. I did something really bold, really brave. And I love to share this from time to time in podcast conversations because I have noticed my own journey and in my work with my one-on-one clients, I see this happen again and again where women go for what they think they can get or go for what they should want versus what they really, truly want and desire. And for me, and I often tell clients this, I go, if you could wave your magic wand, what would you want? If you could wave your magic wand, which between us, just means you suspend the how. That's all it is. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. You go, what do I want? And for me, it was to be able to build my business for about 6 months while still wrapping up my corporate job. And I told my husband, I said, I'd love like a four-month resignation. And then right behind that thought, my brain said, Earth to Louisa, that's not how it works. You give a two-week notice. Maybe a month, and you're lucky if they let you stay. And I was like, well, but what if that weren't true? And I told my boss, I said, I'd love to have my whole value prop around why that was something that would benefit me and benefit the business and benefit her. And she said, okay, no conversation, no negotiation. She goes, okay. So I got to start building my business, and 4 months is not the longest runway, but it was certainly much better than the ripping of the Band-Aid that would have been otherwise. So I got my website launched. I got business cards, but it got me on the court and did that from 2017, 2018, 2019. I decided to go all in on coaching. So I was doing coaching. I was doing consulting, primarily consulting. These days, I do what I call coach consulting, and it's part of my holistic approach to entrepreneurialism and that journey where it's purpose, there's strategy, there's execution, and then there's our personal
growth, who we become. We were talking about this just before we started to record. I was doing really well in my one-on-one coaching practice, but I'd open up my laptop and there was one human in front of me, and there was only so many hours in the day. And I said, I want to bring one to many. I want to bring this message and this ethos to the world in a bigger way. And so last year we launched Herlocity. We're about to come up on a year. We've got about 170 members. It is a free to join community, and it is all like-minded, purpose-driven women in business who wake up every day to go, you know what? I can have my cake and eat it too. It's not a pipe dream. It's not a someday I will. It's today I am.
Love that. Oh my gosh, your story is so inspiring. And everything that you embody is what you're living. And I love that because you're bringing others along this journey with you. And you're stepping into that leadership role, whether intentionally or unintentionally. You are just saying, hey, this is where I'm going. And if you want to come along, come join me. And we're figuring this out. We're in that process of becoming, and that in that becoming is so much of this renewal and learning and discovery and curiosity and all these things that we get to learn, not only about ourselves, but when you're in community with others, you're learning about them too. And this becomes this collective movement. And I love what you said. How many of us limit ourselves by our thinking? And we don't really go for what it is that we actually want and desire, because maybe that feels so big or luxurious or selfish or so monumental. It's like, how? And as you said, it's not about the how. Focus on what it is you want and giving yourself that space and clarity to envision that and pursue it, and that allowing that dream to breathe, and you're essentially breathing life into that dream. So I want to thank you for sharing that, because I think, you know, as women, we've got so much going on in our minds, whether we are in transitions of careers or lives or motherhood or just in these seasons of personal growth and change. When we have all these things on our plate, sometimes it's hard to see the potential or what's beyond what we're already juggling. And I think that's one of the areas for women, is trying to find that quote unquote balance. I associate balance as that elusive perfection. It doesn't exist. It's in moments that there's balance. There's moments that there's perfection that it does exist, but that's exactly it. It's just moments. They're fleeting. So how can we create that holistic and sustainable approach to live in the lifestyle that's conducive in creating a business that supports who we want to become, what we want to do, what we want to leave behind as part of our legacy? And that's here on this earth, as the impact that we're making here today. It starts with us.
Love it. 100%. And I want to dovetail on it starts with us and the impact. Going back to women go for what they think they can get, not what they really want. Let's use revenue as a context. I myself, this is my lived experience. I've seen it in the lives of clients, but my personal experience was, well, what would be great revenue? And I thought, 100K. You know what? If I can get half of what my base was in corporate, so you already, the first limiting belief is I'm not going to be able to make as much as an entrepreneur as I did in the corporate world. So I'm not believing in myself out of the gate. Said, I can make 100K. That would be amazing. Amazing. And then I got on the journey and surrounded my people who stretched me, people who elevated me, people who were yards and yards farther than me. And go, what did you do? How did you think? And I'm less interested in what did you do, but how did you come to that? What was your thought process? Where did you go? What was the exploration? What questions did you ask for you? How do people think versus what they do? I started doing that and doing that and doing that. And then I realized, wow, what if I was the first millionaire in my family? What if I popped through that ceiling that millionaires are then? Not me, not us, it's then. And then there was a lot of work between going from 100K to, okay, well, maybe it could be 250K to the first millionaire in my family. And then one day I realized, after a conversation with my coach, I said, wait a second. If I generated, so if you're multitasking, give me 15 seconds of undivided attention for this, because it's so, so important. I said to myself, let's say I played the game called, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to generate $1 million in my business. Do you know how many lives you will have impacted if you generate $1 million in revenue? Do you know how many lives? So many more than 100K, and all of a sudden, the journey.
Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
It was like way more fun. Now, whether I do, whether I don't, that's above all our pay grade. If I had that crystal ball, I'd be talking to you from Fiji in my water bungalow with like the Venmo machine on like ding, like nonstop. But we don't. But it all starts with desire. It all starts with, what do I want and why do I want it? For the joy or for validation, for recognition, for acceptance, or for the joy of doing it and who it will impact along the way.
Oh my goodness, that's so true. It's like when you think beyond not only what you're capable of or what you think that you're capable of, it's the reach and the impact and the lives changed that gives us a deeper pursuit of our why to begin with. Because our why is very personal. It's very personal on the one-to-one, like you said, one-to-many. And I can relate to that too, because I remember early on in my journey, everyone always says, well, start with one. You start with one. I was getting so burned out because I was like, I'm not making the impact. I'm not getting there. And I was getting very frustrated. And so I set a goal for me to hit a certain number of people. And it wasn't with any certain time frame, but I said, what if I can impact the amount of lives, not from just me personally, but developing platforms such as this podcast that reaches ears and listeners around the world. And when I took that step back, I said, you know what? What if I already am making that impact? And we don't realize it because we're so focused on the here and the now. Touch somebody's life because we've had a personal interaction. For me to personally interact with, say, 100,000 women, I don't know if I, as one person, should in my lifetime physically touch the lives of every single person that was on my vision. And that's why I said, as creators and entrepreneurs, we know that we single-handedly cannot touch every single person. But how can we create something into this space that allows us to feel fulfilled because we needed it, and now we get to gift that and give that out to others whose lives are now indirectly impacted because you needed you for you first. So maybe that is the one-to-many. When you serve your own need because you needed a you for you back then, there's a woman out there who's going to need a version of you and what you have to offer. So I love that you brought that up. And so as you're going through this journey and you've come up in this corporate, you've gone into this entrepreneurial journey and you're changing the lives. And so I'm curious, so what is your big vision, you know, as you're painting this out? Because we talked about earlier, before we hit record, the intentional of rest and going slow and going at a pace that feels sustainable. Because as high achieving, ambitious, go-getting women, all we know at that point, and especially when we have this fresh idea and we're fresh off something new, we just know how to run. In fact, we know how to sprint, but that is not a pace that is sustainable. So I'd love to hear your take on that as well, too.
Yeah, so the vision and then the sustainability of our pace are two different ones. And let me go with the sustainability of our pace. A coach I worked with a few years back said something that is kind of a principle or a heuristic, meaning it looks and comes to life in your life unique from somebody else. It doesn't look exactly the same for everyone, but the essence of it is timeless. And he said, Louisa, to have the impact that you want to have in the world, because he would say, what do you want? I said, I want to leave a dent in the universe. What does that mean? Talk about it. He said, you must learn to embrace the practice of slowing down to speed up. I remember the first time he said that. You can't slow me down. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody slows me down, right? My like inner seven-year-old was like, I'll show you. And I sat with it. And it speaks to the sustainability, especially as women in business. Our energy doesn't, it changes in a 30-day window. We have a spring, a summer, a fall, and a winter every 30 days, whether you menstruate or not. When you stop, you're not in line with your menstruation, you're in line with the moon. And some women are in line with the moon and their own cycle. We have four seasons, and learning that and discerning that and learning to work with it, where there's weeks in the month where if I work a little late because it's a launch or there's something that I really want to get out the door, I go, where can I give to myself? Do I sleep in a little bit? Do I read during breakfast instead of working through breakfast? Do I take a nap, gift myself what I call strategic breaks? Do I gift myself a nap in the afternoon? If it's a Thursday and a Friday, I'll say, I'm not going to touch my laptop. And I'm not even going to grab my phone for most of the day. And so you create these dynamics that support sustainability. And listen, I'm a go-getter. I'm like sitting on G, waiting on O kind of girl. We've talked about this. And if you're listening to this podcast, you have big dreams and you have vision. And so it's not about not doing or not denying yourself, but about going, wait, am I running a 5K or am I running an ultra? Is it a marathon? Is it a sprint? And putting those two and understanding the ebb and flow needed to support the sustainability of you, because the sustainability of your business depends on the sustainability of you. And if you've ever come close to or have hit burnout, I've got two of those flare badges myself. You get up and you dust yourself off and you go, wow, that really sucked. Now what?
Oh my goodness. I have two also. I say I'm a seasoned burnout junkie, not by, you know, design, but it just happens because you get so caught up in the passion and the momentum and the drive and the pursuit to make such great change in the lives of others that sometimes it comes at a cost and it's your life that you put at stake. So I love to caution women about that because, listen, I'm hungry, you're hungry. We all want to achieve. We all want to get to our dream as quickly as possible, but at a pace that feels more in alignment. And exactly what Louisa is sharing is designed to go at a pace that builds that momentum and sustainability in a self-preservation context, because you are at the forefront of your business. You're at the helms of it. And what good are you when you literally are on fumes or on the bathroom floor? It doesn't matter. There's no good that comes out of burnout until you learn to flip the script on that. And you learn so much of the lessons that came from there of what not to do and how to do them differently. So this is my own personal experiences. As much as I absolutely hated burnout because it just hit me, it rocked me, it shook me, it brought me down to my knees. How am I even here and why? Because we questioned, because we thought we had it figured out. We thought that if we just had the vision, then the rest would be provided. But it's not. And I think that what Louisa's sharing is such great tips of how to build a business that is conducive without the burnout, especially with female entrepreneurship. If we're chasing a monetary figure, let's just use 100K, or we're chasing an impact, so we have income or impact. Do we have to choose between the two? Or what can we focus on first? Because I know sometimes it feels like it's hard to chase the number because our heart is on the impact, but we know we need the financial numbers to support the impact. Let's talk about the duality there. I'd love your take.
So juicy. My hands are going, I'm rubbing my hands together ooh, let's do this. Let's
bake that cake.
Here's the world according to Louisa Milano around that. I'm a yes and girl. I value impact. I value income. I love numbers and spreadsheets and KPIs. But I also know my soul doesn't live in a spreadsheet. And I've had this conversation with my husband on more than one occasion. He's like, is it the money or the impact? What are you going after with this initiative, with this collaboration, with this partnership? And the thing is, lady or gentleman, there's not a right answer. It's not, well, you're not a real purpose-driven entrepreneur if you're choosing income, or I'm a better entrepreneur because I'm choosing impact. It's not. It's about making that choice intentionally and being okay with owning whatever it is. So that's first and foremost. Secondarily, something else for you guys to chew on is this. I have seen in my lives and the lives of others that if you get clear on your why do you do what you do? Who do you do it for? You build the business model, you set the foundation, you have a clear set of mission, vision, values. You find a way to systematize it so that your business runs within the context of a system that houses automation, things that you can automate, that you can delegate, that you can eliminate, a place to organize it. My fancy is Asana. And it's not even the paid version. My mission, my vision, my values live there, my strategic initiatives. I talk to my brand strategist about it. I work with my business strategist, my coach. We all work in that. That a system drives sustainability. And once you have all of those pieces, now you're in a position to go, okay, I've got an engine that my business is running on. And you can then go, okay, what do I really want in this situation? Is it income? I believe that revenue is a lagging indicator. I really, truly do. It matters, but it is a lagging indicator of the impact and the change and the transformation that I have been able to support others to realize in their life. And I've chased money, and then I've attained it. And then other times I go, I want the impact. I want the impact, and the income always shows.
Yeah. Wow. That's so true. I love that you are a yes and girl. So it's not about choosing. You can have both. But I think the intentional focus has to be on one or the other at first, because they'll simultaneously complement each other in this journey. That's a great perspective. I really like your take on that. And so let's just use those arbitrary numbers again, 100K. How can a woman who might just be at the start of her journey, or maybe she's at a plateau or just struggling to hit the financial goals too, what advice would you give as to how that individual can reach their first 100K and have that clarity and that passion and that drive and that intensity? And what are some of the key components that you would throw into that recipe?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when I was sharing what I did earlier, it speaks to the ecosystem of my thought leadership. You got to start with discovering, why do you do what you do? Once you've discovered that, the next element, and it's not always linear, but for purposes of teaching and sharing thought leadership, we create linearity with it. Identity. There's the work around identity. Who are you? Do you know yourself? Who do you want to be? Who have you been? Can you love her? Can you celebrate her? Who are you? Who do you want to become? Who you have been, who you are, and who you're becoming are all worthy of being loved and celebrated and acknowledged. And why that second layer in the work is so important is that your business won't create your future. Who you create yourself to be will. And I'll say that one more time. Your business won't create your future. Who you create yourself to be will. Now, you might go, well, Louisa, that sounds great, but what does that actually mean in my business? Like, what does that look like exactly? It's super simple. You ask yourself, in a present moment, in a situation that you're in, stop, take a breath, and ask yourself, bonus points if you do it out loud, what do I choose to be in this situation? And notice I didn't say who. What do I choose to be in this situation? Embodied, empowered, powerful, strong, confident, secure, trusting, surrendered. Similar to the heuristic I was sharing, my coach shared with me years ago, you'll see what you'll see. But when you ask yourself that, you rise up to the occasion.
Yeah, it's so true, because our identity shapes our reality. There's a saying out there, I am is the most powerful statement you speak, for what you speak after shapes your reality, and your reality becomes your destiny. How we speak to and about ourselves is positive or negative. It's empowering or disempowering. It's going to propel us or stunt us. And so when we look at that identity of how, not even just how we proclaim ourselves as, oh, I am Rachel, but what's behind that name? Who do you stand for? What do you believe about yourself? What are your core values, your identity as far as what you're here for, the things that are a passion and interest, and your adjectives that you can define and describe that are so strong and confident to support this new being that you're essentially creating through our words. And so our beliefs shape our thoughts shape our words become our actions become our habits, and our habits become our behavior, and our behavior is who we are, because our identity, if you follow that through line, everything that we do aligns, so the behavior becomes automatic of who you are. So when we get to reprogram and redesign and create this new version of ourselves, we start to align through our actions. We start showing up as her. We start acting like her. We start living her out loud, because we've reprogrammed the belief pattern into the identity that we're creating. This isn't an overnight process. This is the becoming. This is the journey of discovery. And when you could fully embody this new version that you're becoming, and sometimes you're like, oh, wait, I didn't like that version. No problem. You just change it out. You swap the hat, or you change out the shirt, whatever that is, because you're constantly trying to find things that feel like you. And as you're like, wow, that's so not me, discard it, try on something else. And you're constantly evolving and growing. But you keep that forefront in your mind of this version of who she is, because you've envisioned her in every scenario and everything that you do. And that's the way I see it. I love talking about the power of identity, because so much of that, the exercises and the thought patterns, had shaped me into who I am. And I know that even in the season I'm in right now, I'm not done. I'm kind of in my metamorphosis. Like, I'm still evolving and changing. And that's the beauty of it. Who you were 5 years ago, I don't expect to be that same person today. and the same person I am today as I'm growing isn't going to be the same person I'm going to need in 5 years. It's just constant change. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah. I want to add one thing to what you're sharing from my lived experience. And it was as I began to explore this and do this practice, because it's not a destination. It's a moment-to-moment choice. It's our evolution. It's a practice. You show up to it. It's like, when am I going to be done with yoga? It's like, no, every time you open your mat, you roll it out and you get Shavasana and downward. It's the practice. And really, it's when we roll up our mat and we go out that we actually practice the yoga, right? Everything else is just the static movement. The yoga, the surrender, the holding, this, all that is when we roll up the mat. And it's so important to remember that journey of becoming and that evolution, and knowing that you may, at least this is what I discovered. Let's say it's January and I had this big aha in my journey of becoming. And then it's February and then it's March. And I'm like, oh, crap, I don't believe that anymore. Or I don't agree with my perfectionistic tendencies and my tendency to worry. Well, what are they going to think? And what if they don't like that? And I'm like, I'm contradicting myself. And one day I realized, wait, if I'm contradicting myself and I felt one way in January and now I have a different perspective in March, that's called growth. That's something worth celebrating. We're not robots, we're humans. We get information, we take in information in this journey of our identity that evolves. Every day there was insights, ahas, something clicked, something dislodged. You're like, whoa, I can actually let that thing go. And so we evolve, and it's okay to change our mind. It's okay to agree with something and then go, I kind of feel a little differently about that a few months later. That's part of the process. That's part of the journey of evolving with our identity is we get to change our mind. We get to feel differently about something as we take in new information. And less others get to not like it. And those that don't, usually they're the person that needed the boundary.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you're so right. And gosh, yeah, that's the beauty of this journey. It's so personal. It's so deep and it's so reflective. And there is no time. There's no destination. There's only just the here and now. And that's where our growth and our transformation happens. And when we look back to your example, a January to a March, you're going to see the little micro steps that have led to this macro moment. And that might have just been the realization that, look how far I've come in such a short time. What else could be possible? And so you keep that momentum going in this journey. And it's just, it's beautiful when you can recognize your own growth. And that's something so worthy of celebrating. And I don't think many women take that time to really look back and reflect and celebrate in a way that cherishes and honors you as an individual, that you can be proud of the work that you've put in, I think. That was just something I personally had to learn to experience. Like, celebrating is hard because sometimes I'm the only one clapping. And it's like, cool. Huh. All right, move on. It just doesn't feel like, hey, guys, look what I did. And it's just, yeah, it's just my four walls saying, But it's that moment that you realize, and when you can recognize your own growth in your journey, wow. It's the reward and the encouragement to just keep going and moving forward. And so as we talk about this transformation and how we can step fully into this highest version of ourselves so that we can confidently live and lead a life of impact while also making income that supports this vision and this dream, what are some tips that could help switch that negative self-talk into empowering, confident belief and thoughts that we can speak to and about ourselves.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull something that I've already shared and represent it and then offer a few different ways to continue to work with it, because we've covered so much awesome sauce. And I want to make sure that I'm not putting too much cheesecake on everyone's plate as we wrap up our time together. And that is, I go right back to that question, friends. Ask yourself, what do I choose to be in this situation? When that negative self-talk comes, when that inner critic gets loud, what do I choose to be? Here's the added layer to it that I want to offer you is, in order to be empowered or sovereign in that self-inquiry, there's something you must be able to acknowledge in order for it to work. Not that you have to do it, but it goes hand in hand with it. And it is that you have to acknowledge that your life is yours. You can't control situations. You can't control people. You can't control the economy. You can't control how others are going to feel or what they're going to think about what you say or what you don't say. But you have full, complete sovereignty over how you choose to respond, both within yourself and toward others. And if you give yourself that level of personal authority, well, then when you inquire, what do I choose to be in this situation? You know that whatever you decide, whatever word comes up or whatever phrase or whatever mantra, that you can embody that because you're sovereign. Your life is your creation. And sometimes that just means, at least for me at times, I choose to feel sad because that didn't go the way I wanted it to. And then the moment I acknowledge that truth, then the tears well up. And sometimes the water just runs over the dam. And I sit and I go, this isn't sad. This isn't pity. This isn't poor Louisa. I can feel sadness and not be sad. I can feel anger and not be anger. I can feel fear and not be afraid. And when you, friend, can learn to be with what stirs up inside of you and know that you have choice in your life at all times, that is the beginning of uneffability.
I love that. It's so profound and it's so deep and it's so personal that you could feel it to your core, that you build this mantra that says, no matter what, I am. And that's the journey. Thank you for just dropping so many nuggets of wisdom and sharing your expertise and just delivering such beautiful work. So I'd love for you to share with our listeners how they can learn more about you, get involved in the works that you do, and follow along with you on your journey as you're becoming.
So Herlocity is the space where the ethos of all that I've shared comes to light, where we talk about and we explore the discover, the purpose, the creative, that your purpose isn't something you find, it's something you create. The work around identity, the work around establishing a foundation for your business. What do you want your business to be? Are you going for the business you want or the business you think you can get or the business you think you should build? And then how do you systematize it? How do you build a system that supports sustainability and supports you to scale, where there's automation, where there's delegation, where you go, oh, this actually, I have no business. It doesn't even belong in my, it's not in plan, not for this quarter. It's not in plan for the year. So the systematizing and then the refining of not letting perfectionism paralyze, but hitting send, launching it, having an intention, having a system, establishing the foundation. But that happens inside of Herlocity. And we have, in addition to myself in the space and almost 170 women global, we have three strategists. So a strategist fully dedicated who provides mentorship. All three of them provide mentorship. One that is all things purpose-powered selling. She is a gangster in the selling world, a couple decades of experience, and it's all around ethical sales that feels good to you, and it's not the bro way to do it, or the cheesy used car salesperson, which when people think of selling, sometimes that image conjures up. And then there's a mentor and strategist all about human design, all things entrepreneurship through the lens of human design. And then we have a social media strategist, which is how do you bring your message and your mission onto social media in a simple, stress-free way? That's the last part of the community where we play, and that space specifically has some very specific requirements to participate in that, because the promise from me personally to each woman in there is that in the course of a year, they realize a 50% lift in their revenue. And so it's a big promise and it's a lot of fun. Everything that I do, if I'm not having fun and we're not chuckling a little bit here and there, we're not doing something right. In my world, it's like, wait a second, it's still stuffy. What needs to shift? And so that's my world. And then some of the women that come in end up becoming one-on-one clients, and I have my one-on-one coaching practice, but I don't market or even pitch that because they sort of show up as the impact, as they have the impact and they have the transformation and they realize the growth in their business. There ends up being sometimes these conversations of, well, wait, what would it look like to do this in a one-on-one capacity? My entrepreneurial journey is pretty fun. I get to wake up and live my dream life every day and be a model as best I can for joyful entrepreneurship. Yes.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness. And so what's a website that people can find your info on?
www.herlocity.com. So it's a play on words between her and velocity, H-E-R-L-O-C-I-T-Y. www.luisamilano.com is my personal website. Luisa Milano on LinkedIn.
Awesome. So of course, all that will be in the show notes below. Be sure to give Luisa a follow and let her know that this episode resonates with you, because this was so good. So thank you, Luisa, for being our guest today. And just like I said, over delivering, you are incredible. So thank you.
Blast. This was a blast. And I know that this isn't my podcast, but I must say, friends, if you've made it to this point, thank you so much. And if this podcast makes a difference in your life, what review, ladies, gentlemen, you guys have no idea how meaningful reviews are for podcast hosts. Rachel did not ask me to do this. I may be stepping on toes. If I did, I don't mean to, but it takes 30 seconds in ChatGPT to give it 4 ideas that you love. Give me a podcast review, hit run, copy, paste in less than 3 minutes. If this impacted you and it served you, because it helps her podcast become more visible. It helps her serve more people. And a rising tide lifts all boats. That's it. Peace.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. And thank you to those listening. You have no idea what Luisa just shared. That is so true, because for us to continue the works and making the impact, it takes a collective effort. So thank you all for being a part of this journey with us.
If this episode is resonating with you and you're in a season of healing, realignment, or just figuring out who you are beyond the roles you play, I created something special for you. I Am Becoming, a 6-week devotional journey filled with raw audio notes, journaling prompts, and powerful truths to help you slow down, go deeper, and rediscover who you are from the inside out. It's not about doing more. It's about becoming more of who you already are. You can start the journey today at iamrachelbrooks.com/iam-becoming, or click the link in the show notes below.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.